Track 4. 9 great things about Great Yarmouth. There's a new sparkle and swagger about Great Yarmouth. Golden sand, silver darlings, festival fun, white-knuckle thrills and dazzling maritime history are just some of the great things about Yarmouth as millions of pounds flows into the town. From stunning restorations to new festivals and attractions, and from the thriving renewable energy sector to a remarkable undersea discovery, Yarmouth is looking forward to seasons in the sun.
Seafront fun. As a holiday town, Yarmouth fizzes with fun. It's in the names of its seafront attractions: Pleasure Beach, Joyland, Merrivale. And it's in the vast sandy beach, the two piers, the extravagant seafront architecture, and the beautifully restored Venetian waterways. No Norfolk childhood is said to be complete without a ride on the Joyland snails and at the Pleasure Beach, the roller coaster, aka the scenic railway, has been thrilling the town for 90 years. It is the second tallest and the second fastest wooden coaster in the UK, and every ride is unique thanks to a brakeman who controls each train. Madness filmed part of its House of Fun music video here 40 years ago, with the band riding the roller coaster.
Winter Gardens. Yarmouth's once magnificent seafront winter gardens are to be restored to their former glory thanks to a £10 million lottery grant. The huge glass building, shipped around the coast from Devon in 1903, has been closed for the past 14 years. Next year, work should start on transforming it back into a sparkling, foliage-filled palace. By 2026, the restored building, named by the Victorian Society as one of the UK's 10 most endangered buildings and placed on Historic England's Buildings at Risk register, should once again be a year-round destination for visitors and residents.
Superlative Yarmouth. From St Nicholas Minster, the largest parish church in England, to Dockery's Rock Factory, the largest rock shop in the world, there are plenty of reasons for Yarmouth to call itself great. The two settlements on either side of the mouth of the River Yare were once both known as Yarmouth, and eventually the biggest settlement became Great Yarmouth and the smallest Little Yarmouth, now Southtown. Yarmouth has the second most complete town walls in the country and the world's oldest football stand still in regular use in the 130-year-old Victorian grandstand at Wellesley Recreation Ground, home to Great Yarmouth Town Football Club. When the Hippodrome Circus was opened more than a century ago, it was called undoubtedly the finest palace of entertainment in Great Britain. And it is still a marvel, hosting world-class shows, and has an extraordinary trick of its own, involving the transformation of its circus ring into a swimming pool.
Heritage. Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square is world famous, but it comes second, in time at least, to the original Nelson's Column in Yarmouth, which was completed 24 years before the London Memorial. Yarmouth's fascinating museums include Time and Tide in a Victorian herring curing works. Visitors can still smell the fish in the timbers as they discover 1,000 years of Yarmouth history. The execution of King Charles I was plotted at another Yarmouth museum, the Elizabethan House. The conversion of Time and Tide was a Great Yarmouth Preservation Trust project. The trust is dedicated to preserving and promoting historic gems, including Yarmouth's nationally important medieval street system, the Rose. It has also transformed a disused chapel into St George's Theatre, a medieval tower into a holiday rental and historic buildings into homes, shops, offices and community centres.
Fish. Fish fingers, those iconic breadcrumb-covered cuboids of frozen joy, were first commercially produced in Great Yarmouth. Prototypes were called herring savouries, cod sticks and even, allegedly, battered cod pieces. But it was the fish fingers which won and began rolling off the Bird's Eye Food Factory production line in Yarmouth in 1955. The advertising slogan promised, "No bones, no waste, no smell, no fuss," and they were an immediate hit. And long before fish fingers, Yarmouth was renowned worldwide for its herrings. Shoals of the so-called silver darlings were caught by the Yarmouth fishing fleet, and in the 19th century, the town became the largest herring port in the world. More than 2 million herrings were once landed on a single tide, and they were exported across Britain and as far as Russia, Africa and India.
Festivals and sport. The Out There Festival of International Street Arts and Circus takes over Yarmouth from September the 16th to the 18th. See acrobats, dancers, music, circus, comedy and more in St George's Park and surrounding streets for the free Festival of Street Entertainment. Last autumn, Out There Arts, based at Yarmouth's historic Drill Hall, brought more than 38,000 people to the Venetian waterways for the spectacular Fire on the Water Festival. It also hopes to turn the town's thatched ice house into a circus training centre. More than 1,700 bowlers will compete in the biggest outdoor open bowling competition in the country from August the 28th. The four-week Great Yarmouth Festival of Bowls brings the best players in the country to the open-air Britannia Bowling Greens, with plenty of free seafront seating for spectators. Yarmouth has held horse races for at least 300 years, and this year's three-day Eastern Festival of Horse Racing at Great Yarmouth Racecourse is from the 13th to the 15th of September.
Arts. Street artist Banksy enjoyed a great British spraycation in East Anglia last summer, leaving Yarmouth with some world-famous artwork. Dancers twirled above a bus shelter on Admiralty Road, and Banksy signed his name on a miniature stable at Merivale Model Village, now replaced by a replica. The new free Year Gallery on Yarmouth's historic South Quay, housed in a handsome listed 17th century merchant's house, will host six exhibitions a year. Local, national and international artists will be showing their work at the gallery, run by the Great Yarmouth Preservation Trust. The building has been a grand house, a police station and the Norfolk Nelson Museum, and this month is home to paintings, sculpture, ceramics and photographs by artists from across East Anglia on the theme of fauna and flora. Writers have loved Yarmouth too. In Charles Dickens' semi-autobiographical novel David Copperfield, the character Peggotty calls the town the finest place in the universe. And Dickens wrote part of the novel at the Royal Hotel on Marine Parade and set scenes on Yarmouth Beach. And Robinson Crusoe author Daniel Defoe said the South Quay was the finest in England, if not the world, and described Yarmouth as older, better built, more complete, and for wealth, trade and situation, infinitely superior to Norwich. And George Borrow, he of Norwich is a very fine city, quote, lived here, and the Black Beauty author Anna Sewell was born in Yarmouth in 1820.
Shipwreck. A shipwreck discovered off the coast of Yarmouth has been hailed the most significant maritime find since the raising of the Mary Rose. The Gloucester was carrying a king-in-waiting when it hit a sandbank 340 years ago and sank in less than an hour, with hundreds of lives lost, but that of the future king, James II, saved. Diarist and naval administrator Samuel Pepys was sailing in the same fleet and watched in horror as the warship went down with up to 250 passengers and crew and almost everything on board. The wreck was discovered by Norfolk brothers and amateur divers Julian and Lincoln Barnwell, who kept their astonishing discovery secret for 15 years, while the ship was identified and its artefacts researched. The future king's berth is still buried beneath seabed sand, its walls possibly still covered in gold leaf. An exhibition about the royal shipwreck, dubbed Norfolk's Mary Rose, will open in Norwich Castle in February, and the finds could eventually go on permanent show in a purpose-built museum in Great Yarmouth.
New money. A £26 million leisure centre is due to open on Yarmouth seafront this month. The new marina centre will have a six-lane swimming pool, two water flumes, a splash pad and a learner pool, plus a gym with beach views, fitness studios and sports halls, a climbing wall and a glazed atrium with a cafe linking the promenade to the beach and an outdoor performance space. Along the seafront, the Empire is hosting new musical talent and food and drink businesses. Closed for more than a decade, the Jay family, who run the Hippodrome, have reimagined the Empire as a hub for vibrant music and food and drink. And in the town centre, a redevelopment of the marketplace has brought a new covered market and news event spaces, paving, seating, planting and lighting are planned. And Yarmouth's third river crossing is due to open early next year, linking the A47 to the port and enterprise zone, and designed to ease traffic congestion and boost economic activity. Other projects include regeneration of Yarmouth's North Quay and a new library and learning centre in the old Palmer's building. And the winds of change are continuing to blow. Yarmouth, already a focus for the energy industry, could one day be a major wind power hub with an influx of businesses and jobs to an ambitious new wind power campus proposed for the South Deans.